Trump enjoyed thunderous applause from the Super Bowl crowd before the Philadelphia Eagles went on to trounce the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. The Eagles' smashing victory unleashing rioting on the streets of Philadelphia following the big game. Belt tightening on the way at Catholic Relief Services.
This after President Trump slashed the federal government's funding for mass illegal immigration into the U.S. According to the National Catholic Reporter, CRS is one of the biggest recipients of USAID funding and is now moving to scale back its organization. Insiders say that the organization may be reduced by as much as 50% this year. CRS is not the only group preparing to downsize. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, or HIAS, is also laying off staffers and scaling back operations. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In the face of opposition from some Mideast leaders, President Trump is doubling down on his plan to take control of Gaza, temporarily relocating Palestinians while the war-torn land is rebuilt. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 247 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. A juvenile is dead following a weekend shooting in Annapolis. The shooting happened Saturday night at a home on Holcroft Street, and the victim was reportedly 16 years old. Annapolis police are continuing to investigate the shooting, and no further details are available at this time. A teacher at Overly High School allegedly tagged U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on a social media post offering the names of students who were excused from class to demonstrate for immigrant justice. According to a local TV station, the teacher called the students illegal or children of undocumented immigrants. And Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has unveiled a list of expanded resources and services for federal employees impacted by proposed changes by the Trump administration. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A commanding performance in front of the commander-in-chief.
He's rushing, he's looking, it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football to the 25, down the far side is DeGene! And DeGene is in for a touchdown!
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene!
Merrill Reese and former Eagle Mike Quick on Eagles Radio. Happy 22nd birthday, Cooper DeGene, indeed. And what a defensive performance by the Eagles. 6 sacks, 3 takeaways, and this 40-22 shellacking of Kansas City was over by halftime. Post-game reaction from Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts.
Still processing it. You know, I It's been a long journey. It's been a journey of ups and downs and highs and lows, and I've always stayed true to it in the end, and having this vision of just being the best that I can be.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes puts the loss on his shoulders.
Credit to the Eagles, man. They played better than us from start to finish. We didn't start how we wanted to. Obviously, the turnovers hurt. I take all the blame for that. I mean, just those early turnovers swing the momentum of the game.
The win gives Philly their second Super Bowl championship in 7 years, and it prevents the Chiefs from becoming the league's first three-peat champions in the Super Bowl era. Coming up in 30 minutes, the big guy from Baltimore delivers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops, to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It is a quiet day today, a mix of sun and clouds, 44. Tomorrow, light snow in the afternoon, about an inch, 36 the high. Heavier snow tomorrow night, snow showers Wednesday morning with a rain-snow mix by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 33 degrees in Westminster, 35 in Easton, and 36 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning to you. Happy Monday. Some of you might be waking up with a little bit of a hangover. You can be honest. It was a crazy evening, extremely crazy for the Chiefs. We're going to get into the Super Bowl. I was shocked. I think my jaw hit the floor watching the Super Bowl a few times. We're going to talk about all of those times, and hopefully you guys will weigh in too with what you thought about the Super Bowl. We're also going to talk about the reportable offenses in Maryland schools. Fox 45, really Project Baltimore, I think, really headed up this report. But apparently, those offenses, you might see fight videos, things like that online. Many parents talking about different things that you hear about schools online. Some of those offenses, believe it or not, as heinous as they are, they're not being reported properly. And so hopefully lawmakers are taking a look at that, but we are going to discuss. Also, BGE, I know this is a reoccurring topic, but it seems that there are many voters on the left side of the aisle that are finally waking up and realizing that the Democrats in Annapolis have put them in a terrible spot financially. So we're going to discuss that. And then also the question of the day. And I see many of you are already on WCBM.com partaking in the poll. Remember, the question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that question is, should high schoolers have to pass a naturalization civics test? Now, this is coming up again because Vivek Ramaswamy, former presidential candidate, he brought it up about a year ago. And he was talking about it really on the campaign trail. But there are more and more people discussing it, especially now that we are ramping up efforts in regards to immigration. And so that's a yes or no question. Should they have to pass that civics test? Again, this is similar to the test that immigrants have to take to be a naturalized citizen. So we'll get into that because, of course, I'm on the side of yes. But believe it or not, I was talking to a friend over the weekend about it. And she believed that it was, you know, pushing it too far, considering how students are struggling these days, even with basic subjects in school. So, I understand her thought process on that, but I don't know if, you know, do we keep lowering the bar because kids are struggling? I'm one to think that we don't lower the bar. We keep higher the bar and raise the standards because I think she's right in the fact that kids are struggling much more today than they were, say, 10, you know, to 15 years ago. But why would we lower the standards? I don't know. We are going to get into that. But first, let's talk about the Super Bowl. If you want to weigh in, it's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can always text me in the text line. If you haven't already, download that WCBM app. It's free in the App Store. You can text through the app. Also, remember last week, we had things go down for a moment on the radio. But if you have that app going, then guess what? If something happens, you can just log right in and listen live there. All right, the Super Bowl, of course, first I got to say congratulations to the Eagles, right? They won 40-22. Now, you guys know I am not someone to sit around talking about sports. That's just not my wheelhouse. I'm not going to pretend something's my wheelhouse, not even in the slightest. But I watched the game because my daughter Olivia is now this huge Eagles fan. And it's really because her dad watches a lot of sports and she spends a lot of time with her dad. And then, of course, her brothers, you know, they're all about football. And one of her brothers actually goes to St. Joseph's. And so, of course, you know, he's like in the middle of everything. They're all Eagles. And then even her sister, she has a sister, Ava, her boyfriend is a huge Eagles fan as well. So they love the Eagles on that side, okay? They love the Eagles. And so Olivia, spending time with all of them, of course, she now has a Jalen Hurts jersey. And I think I told you guys this last, was it 2 weeks ago maybe? I asked Olivia, because I know she does not pay attention when the game is on. She's really there for the nachos and for the cheering, okay? That's what Olivia's there for. She's not watching the game. Well, anyways, so, you know, 2 weeks ago, because she came home, you know, from her dad's with this Jalen Hurts jersey. And I was like, oh, you know who Jalen Hurts is? Now, meanwhile, I know who Jalen Hurts is only because there are women that post his picture all the time. They love him, right? He's apparently so hot. So I knew who Jalen Hurts was just because women are constantly posting about him on Instagram. And so I asked Olivia, I was like, hey, so you know this guy Jalen Hurts, you know all about him? She goes, oh yeah, he's the best quarterback in the league. You know, he's number one. His jersey's number one. He's really good. And so I just asked her, I was like, is Jalen Hurts white or black, honey? And she looks at me. She was like, white? And I was like, Ollie, I know you aren't watching this thing. I said, you got to at least know whose jersey you're wearing. So I pulled up Jalen Hurts online and she was like, he's black? It was the funniest conversation. But so she's there for the nachos. She's there for the cheering. And of course, you know, she wants to side with her brothers, which is so cute. But we were watching it last night. And I said, well, you know what? We should at least watch the Super Bowl because she had her Hurts jersey on. And, you know, she was dancing and cheering and all this other stuff. And we were kind of talking about, you know, how well the Eagles were doing right off the break. I was like, wow, I did not expect this. It's like the Eagles just took the ball and they showed up to win, man. They were fighting hard. I did notice when it came to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, gosh, the defense on the Eagles, they were getting him every time. I was like, man, does he not have any protection? Is that what they say, Brian, the producer, protection in the pocket? Is that right? I'm trying my best. And but it was like every time I was watching it, I was like, wow, they really just took him down. Is it called a sack? Is that right? They took him down so many times. I was like, wow, this is wild, because I was always under the impression that Patrick Mahomes must have had great protection to be so good. I did note that, you know, after the game, and he did post this on his social media accounts, he actually said that he was the one to blame and he felt so bad that he dropped the ball basically for the Chiefs. And I thought that was a very sweet, you know, gesture to his fans, but I didn't feel that way. And I don't know about you guys, but I didn't feel as though it was all him. I really felt like he didn't have any protection. Am I wrong in thinking that, Brian, the producer? Was it Patrick Mahomes? Was it his fault? Brian's not listening to me. Well, I thought he did, you know, the best that he could do in that situation. I mean, if somebody was coming around and knocking the ball out of my hand and pushing me to the ground all the time, I don't know how well I would do. I really don't. Beyond the game, again, congratulations to the Eagles. And I have many friends that are Eagles fans. Congratulations to you guys. Beyond that part of it, I think there were some big takeaways with all the, you know, because pop culture now is kind of, It's intertwined in football. I don't know how you guys managed to do that, but but there's so much pop culture topics that come out of who's at the football game, what happens at a football game, who's performing at a football game. I don't know how the NFL did it, but they've made it work somehow. Okay, and so of course Taylor Swift was there. I will say I was disappointed in her outfit. Like, all season long, she had these cute outfits to go see Travis Kelce. Last night, she had on a pair of, like, cut-off jean shorts and a white tank top. I was like, really? Maybe she... I mean, this is a Super Bowl, for crying out loud. This is what you showed up in? Oh, I thought it was ugly. Anyways, she's sitting there next to this rapper named Ice Spice. And I know who she is. I know who Ice Spice is because she's everywhere. But it was interesting because nobody really mentioned Ice Spice that was sitting there with her. They were all just talking about the fact that Taylor Swift, as soon as the camera went to her, I mean, you could hear the boos through the television. Like, you know, there was no question. No question. Sometimes if somebody's getting booed in a loud arena like that, you kind of question, you know, is it a lot of boos? Is it just the acoustics? There was no question last night. Not last night. There were a ton of boos for Taylor Swift. And there were even some celebrities that came out on social media to post and say, hey, Taylor, you know, we got your back and don't worry about all the booing and stuff like that. And I was, you know what? I didn't feel that bad for her. Now, I don't hate Taylor Swift. I know some Republicans hate her. I can't actually hate somebody I've never met. And it's so interesting because I read these comments on my social media all the time. And people are like, oh, I hate you. And I'm thinking, I have no idea who you are. I really don't. I've never met you. You've never met me. Do you hate what I post online? That's one thing. But to say that you hate me, I don't I don't know you. I don't even know your name. You know, it's like, what are you talking about? Well, anyways, so it's hard for me to hate Taylor Swift. I know there's people that hate her. I don't hate her. But she has been kind of like this figure now that she's dating Travis Kelce on the Chiefs. She's been this figure, like, you know, coming to the games. Everybody's talking about what she's wearing, what she's doing, who she's with, you know, her reaction to some of the plays. And I noticed Travis Kelce, when did he get the ball? Like once or twice? So the camera didn't pan at Taylor a whole lot. Because I guess Travis did he not play very well? Does he usually play a little better than that? I would think so. Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Yes, the quarterback didn't have time to throw him the ball. And he's number 87. And I do know that that means he's mostly, what, a wide receiver? Usually if their numbers are in the 80s. Okay, wide receiver or tight end. Yeah, so I didn't see him get the ball very often. But I will say... you know, I didn't mind her being booed because I did feel as though the NFL, they were trying to take advantage of like her celebrityism. You know what I mean? Like every time she came to a game, it was like the cameras were like, oh, and there's Taylor and da da da. Like, you know, trying to boost the ratings, trying to get some more people watching. And then she would kind of play into it by taking shots and all this other stuff. And it was like, it was almost like a humbling moment for her, I guess. And then, you know, and then on top of that, even during the election, of course, she had a lot to say about Republicans and President Trump. And I think there were a lot of people that were just waiting to kind of say, you know, look, you're not going to tell us who to vote for. We love Trump. They were cheering Trump at the stadium there last night. And, you know, that's kind of where we are in this country. And I don't know if celebrities or others are willing to understand and get the gist of where we are. But there are a lot of people that really do love Trump. And there are a lot of people that love this America First agenda, no matter what celebrities are saying. So I thought that was very interesting. Again, I see some text messages coming in. Also, if you want to weigh in on the Super Bowl at all before we switch topics here, but 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I do want to talk about the halftime show when we get back. I do. Because I thought that was interesting. Like I said in the morning drive, I have Kendrick Lamar's album. And even I was confused and struggling to understand what he had to say. We'll talk about that when we get back. Right now, we're going to go to Tim Herm with RBC Wealth Management. And as always, on Monday morning, he has our morning market flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday, Kim. How are you?
Doing well. Well, Tim, real quick, how did you feel about the Super Bowl?
I was actually getting ready to ask you that. I was going to step away from the economic talk here for just a second to say, what'd you think of the Super Bowl? What'd you think of the halftime performance? I heard your comment on that just a moment ago. But how about fate? Well, first of all, I don't think that Kansas City had any answers, obviously, for the defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles. They, from the start of the game, they had Patrick Mahomes and company wrapped up. The secondary, I thought, played outstanding for Philadelphia. It obviously showed with the pick six by Cooper DeJean shortly before halftime there. So no answers for Philadelphia. They deserved it. I mean, from start to finish, yeah. They owned the game, and it showed, obviously. But as far as overall game, I heard you talk about halftime performance. I was going to flip to the commercials to ask you, Kim, what your favorite commercial was.
Oh, you know what? I didn't watch the commercial.
You didn't? Oh, dear. Okay.
No. That was my time to get snacks.
Gotcha. Well, I was a little bit bummed out, I have to say. Some of the traditional commercials you typically see, you're always looking for the Clydesdales for Budweiser, usually has something good. Doritos had this alien thing going on. I wasn't really impressed by that commercial, but I really liked the David Beckham, Matt Damon combo. I don't know if you saw that commercial. I'm not going to ruin it for your listeners, but if you get a chance to watch that commercial, I thought that was kind of interesting, the two of them kind of playing off one another there. But so anyway, good overall game. Always a good time to spend time with family and friends on Sunday for Super Bowl. But back to the economy here today. Good news is maybe we're showing a little green on the screen because Philadelphia won the Super Bowl yesterday. All across the board, we're seeing markets are in fact higher. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures came up 248 points. S&P 500 futures are up 33 points. NASDAQ futures are up 181 points currently. Big news here this morning, of course, though, is in fact Trump telling reporters yesterday on Sunday that he's planning to announce a blanketed 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports here today. He did not specify when the tariffs would be imposed. He did noted that he would also issue some retaliatory tariffs on countries that tax U.S. imports. They're thinking possibly Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, we could see these announcements on the tariffs. So the market really seems to be looking past some of this continued lack of the Republican consensus on taxes, some of these number of reconciliation bills. Markets are trying to bounce back following Friday's sell-off, of course, and we've got a lot of news here coming up this week. The January Consumer Price Index reports due out this Wednesday at 8:30 a.m., followed by some initial weekly jobless claims, Kim, and the PPI, that's the Producer Price Index, on Thursday. So there we have it for today's morning market flash. Go back, watch those ads that you missed during halftime, Kim, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what? Yeah, cat's out of the bag on that one. I did not watch the commercials. I really did not. There were times where I glanced over at the TV. You know what it is, too? I think I told you guys this before. I actually don't enjoy watching TV. I don't enjoy it. I think I've noted. Like, I've got to do other things even while watching TV because it just doesn't hold my attention. And I can't be the only one. I cannot be the only one like this. Does this mean I have like ADHD or something? I don't know. I don't enjoy it. And you know what? I had such an uneventful weekend. I was at home Friday night. I was at home on Saturday. I mean, I did go to the gym. And then I was at home on Sunday. I was cleaning. So there were times where it's like I turned on the television, but I just can't get into it. I don't know. I don't know what it is about me. But I've always been like this. You know, if I'm watching the news, it's one thing. But just watching like a show, I can't. I can't. But we are talking about the Super Bowl. I wanted you to weigh in on it. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Got a text here from Damon. Damon says, Kim, was that the worst halftime performance ever? Somewhat ghetto. Serena Williams crip walking. The girls with the red hair. You couldn't understand what the hell he was saying. That was another representation of ghetto black culture. This comes in from David. David, look, there was a lot there to unpack. Now, I didn't realize that was Serena Williams until I saw the post online afterwards where she came out and did this crip walk. See, here's the thing. Kendrick Lamar apparently has a very high IQ. And so in this performance, apparently there were like over 34 messages, hidden messages of things that he was saying, whether it was talking about Drake, whether it was talking about Sony Music, because they're owned by something else and they're the ones that have been doing all this other stuff. There was all these things, right? So there are people online that are breaking down some of the hidden messages. And I guess even the field, if you saw the way where they were dancing, apparently it was supposed to look like a PlayStation controller. Now, me, I've never played PlayStation a day in my life. I didn't know what the hell that was, right? So there were all these things, and it was kind of like, okay, you know, to somebody that gets Kendrick Lamar and gets the messages, great. But when you're talking about the Super Bowl, I mean, this is when, like, suburban moms that never watch football, this is when they're tuning in because they're hosting a Super Bowl party at their homes and they love to, you know, make the snacks and the treats and everybody's there with their husband and their friends. And so they're trying to watch it. A lot of us aren't, we're not, you know, deep into like pop culture. I think that some of people are that understood what was going on. And like I said, I have Kendrick Lamar's album and I can't tell you a word he said. I can't tell you. He raps extremely fast. And I think in an arena like that, where you've got the sound, you know, and he's trying to show like, you know, he's got the dancers and, you know, shout out to the cameraman, because I think he did the most work. Right? With all the people he had, to pan to. It was crazy. Tom and Owings Mills. Tom, how did you feel about that Super Bowl?
Well, as far as Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, as my father used to always say, he who lives by the pass dies by the pass. And if the Eagles defense knows that you're going to pass on almost every play, they can just set the defense up for that and they can go in for the kill.
Yeah. Well, how did you feel about the halftime show? Did you get a chance to see that, Tom?
I didn't really watch it. You know, my football days are kind of over. I'm not really into it anymore. I used to be a big Colts fan and all.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know.
So I didn't watch the halftime. But, you know, people used to look for secret Masonic secrets in the King James Version of the Bible. So it just shows you how much things have changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tom, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. No, you know, and some people, I believe that they were worried that Kendrick Lamar was going to do, you know, a very woke performance. So I had some friends that didn't tune into it at all because they thought that he was going to, you know, make it all about race. And they just didn't even, you know, want to tune in because they thought it was just going to, you know, dampen their mood, which I understood that as well. I did note that Tom Brady, he had on a $750,000 watch, apparently, as he was sitting there. I understand Giselle wasn't happy, but I couldn't make that call to leave Tom Brady. Good Lord. And then Travis Kelce, his outfit on the walk-in, he was dressed like a 70s character, I guess. Some people said he looked like Shaggy from, what is it? Oh, a pimp. Oh, Brian the producer. I guess he did have that look to it. Yeah. So there were a lot of people talking about that. They were like, wow, he spent so much time on his outfit, he forgot he was there to play football. All right, we'll continue this conversation when we get back. If you want to weigh in on the Super Bowl before we wrap this up, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I see I have a couple more texts to read as well.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Undeterred by lawsuits and rumors of lawsuits, President Trump's drive to cut government waste and reduce government spending rolls on. Mr. Trump, the first sitting U.S. president to attend the Super Bowl. At the game, Philadelphia demolished Kansas City, defeating the Chiefs 40-22. Mayhem engulfed Philadelphia following the Eagles' victory. Rioters set fires in the streets, taunted police, destroyed property, and commandeered vehicles. Not a night to be driving in the streets of Philadelphia. President Trump planning a new round of tariffs, a 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. That's not all. Mr. Trump is also considering tariffs on any country that taxes American imports. In the president's words, if they charge us, we charge them. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off in positive territory. This is SRN News.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
More rain, more snow on the way starting tomorrow through Thursday. Today, lots of sunshine, 44 this afternoon. Tonight, upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, winter storm watch. Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning, some snow showers tomorrow afternoon, heavier snow tomorrow night, and then starting Wednesday with some snow and a mix of rain and snow by the afternoon Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
What if they can guarantee the prices of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't, but they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, good morning. Look, we got to talk about the Super Bowl just a little longer, just a little bit. You know, you can't have the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday and not chat about it. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Of course, again, congratulations to all our Eagles fans out there, 40-22. And as Tim Herb mentioned this morning, I mean, the Eagles just dominated the entire game. You know what? By the third quarter, I was like, this is over. There's no way that they're going to be able to come back from this, you know, thinking about the Chiefs there. And there was a time where I thought Patrick Mahomes was going to start crying. I really did. And then, of course, there were a lot of people online that were saying, well, you know, for once, Patrick Mahomes did not have the refs in his corner. But I think it went beyond that. Like, he just could not get the ball down the field. Like, as soon as they would, what is that called? The snap? Is that right? As soon as they would snap it, it was like already over. The play was over. I was like, geez, this is wild. It's so wild. All right, I got Billy in Solderville. Am I saying that right, Billy? Hello, Billy?
No, it's Sudlersville.
Sudlersville. Where is Sudlersville, Billy? Please inform me here.
It's on the eastern shore, the good part of Maryland.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Billy, how did you feel about that Super Bowl and the halftime show?
Well, I just thank the Lord that Donald Trump was there, because I can imagine how many people left that Super Bowl saying, man, I'm glad Trump was there. At least we got something out of it, because that was the worst halftime show I'd ever seen. Now, when I say that, there's been bad ones in the past, but at least there was some entertainment to it. Besides the player or the people in the show making the American flag, that was the only thing that was even of any substance as far as I'm concerned. And my question is, I'm sure there's some type of NFL entertainment committee or something. Who chooses these halftime shows? These, you know, tickets on it, I think the average I heard was like $4,000 a ticket to go to the Super Bowl. Who would pay that? You know, when you pay that kind of money, you expect to be entertained.
Yeah.
I went through my TiVo and kept rewinding and watching the halftime, because, you know, I'm not into rap and stuff like that, but I'm not saying that, you know, it's a terrible thing or whatever. But when you go through there, the crowd wasn't even really cheering, you know, applauding and stuff like that. So obviously, I mean, it had to be a train wreck for the NFL, and why they keep doing it. And then, you know, they preach how they support the DEI and stuff like that. Well, there wasn't no DEI in those performers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think honestly, Billy, I think this is a clear indication of just what the talent is today as far as musical talent. Because when I turn on the radio today, I don't know about you, but no matter which side it's on, either country, which is really not country anymore, and then, of course, pop, it's like, you know, all these messages and stuff like that. I don't know who we would even have as a Super Bowl halftime performer that we haven't had already. You know what
well,
I mean?
That's true. I think they should do away with these entertainers and go with something traditional. I mean, I'd rather have seen a real nice pyrotechnics or something like that. Or
like a magic trick?
Catching a frisbee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watch that again.
Yeah, Billy, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week there on the Eastern Shore. You know, because I was thinking about that. I was like, who would you have gotten, though? Because I don't know who these entertainers are today, because I don't feel like they're really entertainers. They're like TikTok stars that, you know, ended up having a hit song and then they're like a one-hit wonder. And you can't do a whole Super Bowl halftime show with one hit. You can't. I've got George in Baltimore. George, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a couple years older than you are. And, you know, obviously the acts of the 90s, everything from Michael Jackson to Tony Bennett, James Brown, you know, we worked through the good stuff. But
yeah.
Sam Jackson's nod to Apollo Creed, I like that. But the fact the idiot got onto the field with the Hamas flag, that kind of upended the entire thing. Of course, the media, you know, covered that up. But if you read the New York Post and some of the videos, the guy got into the act. He had the flag unfurled for about a minute. And it wasn't captured on TV, but everybody in the stadium saw the spectacle. So,
oh,
you know,
right. The Sudan, you know, he had a Sudan, Gaza.
Right. In a weekend when the hostages, three men, had been tortured, and there were definite atrocities, and that's been all over the news on certain cable channels. So, again, you know, hey, I'm happy for all my Baltimore friends that were Philly.
Yeah.
My late mom, God rest her soul, was a St. Louis Cardinals fan, so our loyalties were, you know, growing up in St. Louis. But I was raised here. But, yeah, I just like that. When I heard about the Hamas, I kind of soured the whole thing, because with all that happened last summer with the two assassination attempts and all the other security issues,
yeah,
and of course that city being on edge, they have an idiot that gets in. You don't know what else he was up to, what else he was able to sneak in.
Right,
so
right.
That'll be the story tonight on the Fox and Newsmax, I guarantee it.
Yeah, no, George, I'm sure you're right about that. George, thank you for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Sam Jackson forever.
Have a good one. Yeah, you know what? I forgot about that. I read about it this morning. The flag said Sudan and Gaza on it. And he did. Apparently, this guy was able to run around for quite some time. Because, you know, the way that all the dancers, I guess, were on the field, it might have been hard for them to even see him for a second. Because you wouldn't know if he was part of the act. You know what I mean? Because, like many people pointed out, there were lots of dancers, and a lot of them were doing different moves at different times. And that's why I said the real MVP was the cameraman that had to pan to all the different pieces of the performance, because there were like multiple performances going on at the same time. And it was, you know, if the cameraman wasn't so good, it would have been worse, in my opinion. I've got Lorelai in Owings Mills. Lorelai, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. First, hey. I want to say you're an amazing mom.
Thank you.
Absolute amazement. I just totally adore you. I wish that you would have been able to take Ashinsky's place, because you would have done an amazing job.
Thank you.
And I would have just been honored to have you there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. But the halftime show, I absolutely was floored that the NFL would be able to put on such a show and not realize the children that are involved, the families that are involved. I think that it was a disgrace. It absolutely was. There was no understanding of anything that went on. And what was the point, or what was his plan or message to put out to the people? You couldn't understand anything.
Right, right. And that's what I was saying, Lorelai, because I have Kendrick's album, but I couldn't understand a word. It's like I knew the songs because I have the album, but if I didn't have the album, I would have been totally lost.
So I felt like, oh my gosh, who is he messaging to? And what was his point?
Yeah, you're right about that. Lorelai, I think a lot of people feel the same way you do. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for the kind words.
Hey, you're so welcome. You have a wonderful, blessed day. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. You too. And that was a thing there, because, and even Jonathan, I used to call him our social media guru until I found out he was actually the marketing manager, and he never corrected me, this guy. But Jonathan, he explained to me some of more of the messages that were in the show last night, because he's a lot younger and he gets it. He understands that Kendrick Lamar and apparently Drake the rapper, they've got a beef with one another. And that's what I'm just saying. Like, at least 50% of the audience last night probably had no idea about any of that. And so it's tough, I'm sure, for the NFL to make the call like this. But as I mentioned, I don't know who else you would get. They said before, Taylor Swift, you know, she actually turned down performing at the halftime show. And maybe because it's just there's so much criticism, like, right? She's, you know, a billionaire at this point. Is it really worth the headaches for her? Probably not. Probably not. I got a text here from Doug. Doug says, good morning. Taylor Swift got booed because there were mostly Eagles fans there. Yeah, I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. But I do think that there are a lot of people that are just tired of her kind of really not taking over with the football situation. But yeah, I can imagine many guys don't really care that Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. And if we're being honest, most of the audience there that the NFL, I would think, would cater to are guys. Right? It's like, are they just trying to get more women to watch? That could be. Maybe that was part of the plan. But, I don't know if guys probably are excited that every time she's sitting at a football game, they, you know, the cameras go to her and they, you know, have this long-winded conversation about her relationship with Travis Kelce. I'm sure most men are like, get back to the game, you know? Let's see. I've got a text here from John. He says, I'm a big Eagles fan, but I must say the post-game interviews with the Eagles players, head coach, and owner reflected a classy organization, which gave credit to the entire team. A few references to belief and faith did not hurt as well. Fly, Eagles, fly. Well, congratulations to you, John, this morning. Let's see. Calvin texted in. He says, the outcome of the Super Bowl may have been influenced by factors like money and the desire for a particular team to win. Some people believe that the Chiefs' previous Super Bowl wins may have played a role in the outcome of this year's game. Yeah, and it almost seemed like, Calvin, thanks for the text, it seemed like they showed up as if they knew they were going to win. You know what I mean? It just like, it was like they were reading their press clippings a little too much before the game. Fran says, Kim, when Beyonce did the halftime show at Christmas Day in Dallas, that's what I would call a halftime show. We all loved it. I even said I hope the halftime Super Bowl is this good. Fran, great point. Really great point. The Christmas Day halftime show was better than this halftime show. And I'm not even a big Beyonce fan, but, you know, she brought up Post Malone. That was another thing. Like, where were all the other stars? Like, usually, you know, even what Usher did is, you know, he brought out other people. You had, what, you know, remember the one where Eminem and Snoop Dogg and all these other people, 50 Cent was there, you know, and Mary J. Blige. Like, usually you bring out other celebrities that other people might know, and they come out and do, you know, their hit song. I thought it was very long, but it seemed longer because it was just Kendrick Lamar. Do you know what I mean? And there wasn't a whole lot of action. Like, had he brought in somebody else to do, you know, one or two of their hit songs or something like that, it would have broken it up a little bit. It might have been a little different. I don't know. We're just Monday morning quarterbacking, literally. Let's see. I've got Clark in Ellicott City. Clark, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was enjoyable to watch the game and you know, a lot of the commercials, you know, the Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal commercial and some of the other commercials were kind of fun. But the halftime was disappointing. You know, like that one lady you pointed out, she said the Christmas halftime show was a lot better than this particular halftime show. And the last halftime show that I remember was just recently, I guess it was about a year ago on Thanksgiving, was Dolly Parton. You know, that was one of the halftime shows that I have seen in a long time. And, of course, the Whitney Houston one from years ago where she sang, you know, Well, that might have been the national anthem.
Yeah, I think people still play that, the national anthem, because she was the best. She was the best.
Right. But,
yeah.
But, you know, you pointed out something, you know, like they could have had like somebody like David Copperfield or something, like a magic thing, or, you know, there's so many different shows like in Las Vegas where they have the chorus dancers and all that kind of stuff that would just kind of blow that away. And you know, for all the money that they spent, you know, and the people, like that other caller indicated, it's like $4,000 or $5,000 a ticket. My gosh, you know, it seems like they could do a better job on the halftime show. But that part was disappointing. I think the only thing that was good about that was, that was a good time to be able to get up and, you know, get some snacks or go use the bathroom or something, because you didn't want to miss something, you know, because you didn't mind missing that halftime show. I mean, I was kind of watching it the whole time, but it was really nothing there to be missed, you know. But
anyway,
just thought I'd mention that. The Dolly Parton halftime show was one just a year or so ago that was one of the best. I mean, I thought she did such an awesome job, and that would be the kind of halftime show that I'd like to see again, you know.
The Thanksgiving show, yeah. Well, Clark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week. Yeah, you know what? I remember that show vaguely because I did remember people were like, what the heck is she wearing? Because remember, she was like still, you know, yeah, she had the cheerleader outfit, and, you know, we're not going to get into her age, but I think a lot of people were kind of like, all right, Dolly. So, yeah, at some point in time, it's time to hang it up, you know. But I think she was showing people that she still is, you know, in her mind, she's still that sexy mama, and she's going to wear whatever she wants. And, like, you know, lots of respect there to it. Again, I still go back to, I really did like Bruno Mars. And you know what? Way back when, because I was a lot younger, remember when Britney Spears went out there and she was with the NSYNC, the group that Justin Timberlake was in? And then it was one other performer that was there. Now, our marketing manager, Jonathan, he did just come in and tell me that Shaw, the woman that sung last night with the red hair, apparently she has some hits of her own. So when she came out, I didn't know who she was. I'm old. I'm old as dirt, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, some people probably did know who she was. I'm just old. I got Terrell in Owings Mills. Terrell, what say you about the halftime show?
I thought it was great. Hey, look, I got up and started jamming and stuff. I'm 70 years old, and I got up. I started moving, Kim. And I tell you one daggone thing. And I even called my ex-wife and asked her, did she want to dance? She said, yeah, baby, bring it on. Hey, oh. I thought it was nice. I saw the red, white, and the blue. It was patriotic. You had Samuel L. Jackson as the president, which I thought he should have been up in the booth instead of Donald Trump. Hey, look, but did Donald Trump get booed yesterday?
No, he didn't get booed at all. He got cheered.
Okay. I just want to hear what y'all had to say about that, because you got the member of the NT SB talking about disregard anything that he said. So, but I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, Terrell, there were some people that thought it was great as well. You know, especially those that understood and knew his music. Like I said, Jonathan here, our marketing manager, he loved it. I think you just have to know kind of the song, and you kind of have to know Kendrick Lamar.
But, Kim, let me ask you a question. Was Olivia jamming to it?
Oh, yeah. I posted a video on Instagram. She was dancing.
That's all you need to know. Yeah. That's all you need to know, baby.
Well, she's younger. Yeah. Thank you, Terrell. I hope you have a great week. Yeah, Olivia's younger, and she's heard the album of, you know, some of the songs that I play in the car. But, you know, Olivia, it doesn't take much to get her dancing. If you've ever met Olivia, she would dance to elevator music. It's Olivia. She's always happy. I mean, I love that kid. She's always happy and having a good time. Anthony in the text line said, I turned it off, turned it back on when it was over. They need to start meeting in the middle. Like, Beyonce was a good choice. Nelly was a better choice. Yeah, you know what? I would say even the ceremonies there for Inauguration Weekend. Remember when Snoop Dogg was at the Crypto Ball? There were a lot of people that really loved that, but I think they had Snoop Dogg not too long ago. So they probably thought, you know, we got to still mix it up. All right. Well, we'll put a pin in this conversation. I'll finish up reading on your some of your texts. But I also don't want you to forget the question of the day. So we'll talk about that when we get back.
All right. You said bye-bye to big government and you want limited government. You voted for that. Well, now it's time to trim the fat from big wireless. If you are still using the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, I ask, why are you doing that? Because my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, gives you the exact same service. They use the same cell towers. You get the same 5G network. You get better customer service. And they're based here in the U.S. And you pay half the price for the exact same thing. Now, that's right. There's simply no need to spend $85, $100 a month per person on your wireless bill. Not when you can get unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot for just $35 a month. And by the way, the average family of four saves about $1,000 a year with Pure Talk. Make the switch. You simply dial #250, say the keyword, save now, do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword, save now from our friends at Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government, how do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you. for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Well, how about, look at this. Good morning, everybody. You hear this song? This is Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney would have been a great Super Bowl halftime performer. Has he done it in the past? No. So I've been to a Kenny Chesney concert. And boy, I'll tell you what, that's probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Because it is, he's got so much energy, and usually he does bring a lot of great people to open up for him. Man, that, you know what, now that I think about it, that was a really good show. And I was at like a stadium, because he sells out stadiums. He's that good. You know, the really, honestly, if we're being truthful, even if you don't like Taylor Swift, if we're being truthful, the hype that she's had over the past, you know, year or so because of Travis Kelce, to me, she would have been the best performer for the halftime. You know, because people were loving, you know, the fact that she was dating him, loving tuning in to see her, you know, all that stuff. And there would have been a lot of people tuning in to watch. But the fact that she didn't want to do it, I mean, it's like, it is what it is. And some people were saying, well, she, you know, she lip syncs and all this other stuff. I think lots of those people that do those halftime shows lip sync. I don't think anybody would have been offended by it. Like, a good show is a good show, you know? I don't know. All right, I got some text here. Dale says, good morning, Kim. I'm in that 50% that had no idea what the heck Kendrick was trying to convey. Why not get an artist that a larger majority of viewers can relate to or at least understand? My thoughts are they could have gotten John Baptiste. Is that how you say it? I don't know. That version of the national anthem was amazing. Oh, the guy that sung the national anthem last night. Okay, yes. Or a powerful gospel group. That's certainly a message we all need in this country and the world. Again, it's from Dale, the most conservative black man you'll ever meet. So Dale, yeah. So there were a lot of people talking about the national anthem, and he was very good. You know, the Kendrick Lamar thing is tough. It is. And then the marketing manager, Jonathan, I don't know how much he does here, but he just came back in the studio to correct me because it's not Shaw. Her name is spelled S-Z-A. It's SZA, apparently. So just so you know, I listen to as much music as I watch TV, which is like never. Oh, Brian, the producer, what's her real name? I don't know, Brian. I have no idea. That's just her stage name, clearly. I don't know what her real name is. Let's see. And then Marty says, the only reason they have a Super Bowl show is because of In Living Color. So many people tuned into a Living Color halftime show following the year of the NFL when they hired Michael Jackson to perform at the halftime show in 1993. Oh, okay. Yeah, so they can get some alternatives. And, you know, a magician might work. You never know. All right, coming up next, we'll go ahead and switch topics here. I do want to talk about, let's see, the question of the day, of course, and the reportable offenses in Maryland schools. A lot of your kids are in public schools, and you should hear about what's going on inside of them. We'll let you know.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics?